Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. With Collingwood All, we're talking beef sustainability in just a moment.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacet IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this pre-mixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals, you'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacet IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to Altacet IGR.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Joining us today, the Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. Colin, talking with us today about what really is becoming table stakes for a conversation with lawmakers or consumers or regulators or anyone else when it comes to the beef cattle business. Those table stakes are what cattle producers are doing in the sustainability arena.
We spend a lot of time talking about sustainability and how sustainability is really sprinkled throughout every issue we're working on right now. Everything from fake meat to climate issues in Capitol Hill to just connecting with the consumer and answering the questions that they have. And the message that we have quite simply is sustainability is a lot of what we're already doing. You look at some of these ranch families been around 4, 5, 6 generations or more. That's sustainability. And being able to quantify that and be able to sell that to lawmakers, to regulators, and ultimately to the consumer is a task that we have, but one that we're up for. And looking at being able to take the true facts and figures and letting the consumer know that they can feel comfortable eating our product.
And Colin Woodall says those facts we've got scientifically based and tell anyone willing to listen how good of stewards we really are. And that includes in the climate change greenhouse gas arena.
We are only accountable for 2% of the total U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. That's not a whole lot. Matter of fact, when you take in everything that it takes to put that beef on the plate, it's only 3.7% of the total greenhouse gas emissions. And that's something to be proud of because the transportation sector is 25%, energy sector is 29%. So we know that when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions, we are not the major emitter. And when you look at the environmental benefits that comes with cattle on the range, we are a part of the solution. We are not part of the problem.
With midterm elections just around the corner, probably not any major legislation out in front of us before Election Day. And when you go back to 2021, several victories under our belt that we can still feel really good about heading to the midterm.
Being able to beat back all of the proposed tax increases was a major victory for NCBA. You know, there was an effort to try to take away our use of the step-up in basis, things such as 1031 like-kind exchanges. And we were able to put together a group of ag organizations and also small businesses to fight back, beat back on Congress, and ultimately win the day and keep all these provisions in place. And also we've been successful in maintaining the exemption for implementation of electronic logging devices for livestock haulers and to maintain an exemption from hours of service. So that way we can move cattle the way we need to move cattle as quickly as possible to get them to the next phase in production in order to be as efficient as we can and also to take care of the welfare of that animal.
Finally, Colin, we did talk about midterms here a moment ago, and November is going to be here very, very quickly. And I know that the cattle industry really wants to make sure that the voice of the producer is heard at the ballot box.
Yeah, midterm elections, it's anybody's guess how that's going to turn out right now. There is really a long time between now and November politically. Matter of fact, I would say a lifetime politically. All it takes is a 5-second soundbite or one wrong move that can completely change the trajectory of a congressional race. So while I do believe the Republicans have a great opportunity to potentially take back one or both houses of Congress, they're going to have to do a lot of work, mind their P's and Q's, and truly appeal to the voter in order to make this happen. But the voter also has to show up. So November the 8th is the day, Tuesday, November 8th. Make sure that you're there or your vote early, because we need to ensure that the cattle producer's voice is being heard in this election.
NCBA's Colin Woodall, who reminds cattle producers to study up on that local ballot, know who the friends of the cattle industry are that you'll have the chance to vote for. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Purple Wave Auction will sell surplus equipment for Noble Research Institute on Wednesday, May 25th. Bid now on applicators, harvesters, irrigation equipment, planters, seeders, tillage equipment, pickup trucks, and more. Over 160 items will sell to the highest bidder, regardless of the price. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight. Simple.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.